You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. One topic I didn't get to talk about in the earlier hour is another study came out from Europe saying 3 drinks of alcohol a week can have your arthritis risk. You could just have it. You could take my arthritis risk and run with it. Boy, I hate these. This is Bloomberg. Bloomberg, very well written, but very difficult to say their headlines on air. Now, I don't like telling you these stories because I'm promoting alcohol. I'm not allowed to. An American family doctor, we're not supposed to tell you to drink on air. That's a no-no. But we get these stories from Europe all the time. Alcohol's good. Alcohol does this. Alcohol does that. And then I get to share them with you. So, here we go. Moderate alcohol consumption can reduce the risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is that nasty arthritis where your fingers turn out. Actually, you get the ulnar deviation, so your fingers turn outward. Your fingers start to clench. Your joints swell bilaterally. A lot of times we actually notice it when we're younger. We wake up and our hands hurt, our hands ache, and you get a lot of symmetrical type of arthropathy where both hands hurt or both knees hurt, etc. But they found here, when they looked at 34,000 Swedish women, that women who regularly consume more than 3 alcoholic drinks a week for at least 10 years have about half the risk of developing this type of arthritis compared to non-drinkers. Now, this was published yesterday in the British Medical Journal, and this adds to multiple other studies that say there are positive effects of moderate drinking. Men who have 2 drinks a day after surviving a heart attack have a lower risk of heart disease than non-drinkers, which Harvard came out with earlier this year. All right, so what do we do? And I don't have all the alcohol emails. I kind of try to lump everything together when I talk about it, but many of you have asked your doctor to allow you to drink alcohol, and they say no. Of course not. Remember, they practice in America. We have lawsuits. If they tell you you could drink, they could get sued if anything happens to you. Just like that cardiologist that got sued when his patient cheated on his wife and had sex in the menage a trois, and the cardiologist got sued because he told him not to have sex. He failed to tell him not to have sex. How many doctors tell you not to have sex? None of them do. I mean, you know, they'll say no strenuous activity, maybe, but whatever the doctor did tell him or didn't tell him apparently wasn't enough because he got sued for close to $1 million. So, no, you're not going to have American doctors say, go have wine. You aren't. Remember we talked about with preterm labor, how in the past doctors would have you drink some wine and it would stop the preterm labor? Yeah, no one's going to do that anymore. The liability, we're all afraid. So we're going to say no alcohol whatsoever. Do I personally think alcohol helps? I have to tell you, the one problem I have with alcohol is when I try to control my patient's blood pressure, and they have the labile type of blood pressure where it fluctuates and it goes crazy. They drink, and I have to tell them alcohol for them is messing with them, even if their blood pressure isn't that bad. The fact that they spike so high, going from, let's say, normal in the 120s up to 150s, I don't like those 30-point spikes. So my problem with alcohol and heart disease is if you're prone to blood pressure spikes, and many people that are prone, they aren't discovered in the doctor's office because we only test your blood pressure once in a blue moon. Or we test your blood pressure during the day. And if these spikes happen once in a blue moon, we miss it. Now, I would be lying, though, if I told you that, or if I didn't disclose that many of my patients who do drink have some of the best cholesterol panels I've ever seen. You know, and I could tell they drink. I look at them and I go, I've never seen an HDL that high. What's going on here? What do you drink? It's not how much you drink, it's what do you drink. And it's a hard alcohol. It's not the beer. Beer, I notice, causes more diabetes and more obesity and syndrome X that I noticed with some of the hard liquor. And my patients that drink the hard liquor, their cholesterol's down. Now, of course, their liver's off. They have fatty liver. Their blood cells are large. A lot of times I'll notice macrocytosis. We'll have memory issues with them. And we'll have blood pressure issues with them. but their cholesterol looks good. So that's why I'm still not in a position to tell people, go ahead and drink the couple glasses of alcohol a day. I can't, because I really think it depends on the person. And I've seen so much bad that alcohol has done that I don't want to start people on a path that I can't, if they end up going to a new doctor and they go, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia said I could drink. Have I heard before of alcohol cutting back arthritis risk? Absolutely. Even osteoarthritis. A lot of us have osteoarthritis. What's the difference? Well, rheumatoid arthritis is more inflammatory, more inherited in nature. Osteoarthritis is more of the wear and tear that we get, the bone on bone, the cartilage winding down and thinning out. But we have found that alcohol does seem to decrease arthritis pain. But then again, also alcohol has been known to be a pain reliever as well. So I don't want you guys to think, well, Dr. Dahlia doesn't have cojones because she thinks she's going to get sued. Trust me, I say so much on the show that would, get me a lot more trouble than telling you to drink. It's just, unfortunately, many of my patients don't qualify. So we can't have one of those disclaimers or one of those, global recommendations. All right, everybody drink. We can't do it. And like I said, you're probably not going to see your doctor, stand up and say, you particularly go and drink, because all it takes is something to happen. Maybe he gets into a car accident and the wife goes, yeah, the doctor told him to drink. He was doing what the doctor orders. And, doctors, they don't want to be involved in that. They would, because again, also, the benefits of alcohol. If somebody said, look, alcohol will save your life. Alcohol will decrease coronary artery disease. You will prevent heart attack and stroke. No. The studies have only shown that, yes, it could lead to stroke. It could lead to high blood pressure. It could lead to liver disease. So, we don't have anything that backs us up saying we have to do this to protect you. When we were dealing with the whole Women's Health Initiative and estrogen and hormone replacement therapy, prior to that study coming out, I was told it would be malpractice if I didn't put a woman on estrogen to protect her heart. That was the data. The data was saying you need the estrogen to protect the heart. Then when they found out it caused heart attacks, they were like, dope. So, when you go into a courtroom, you need data with you. Data is your best friend. Star Trek data. All right, data. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.35, $8.17.17 for a half ounce, or $408.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.35, $8.17.17, and $408.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Android users, don't forget to download our free Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dolly Show whenever you want. It's a pretty cool app, and it's free. All right, William from Phoenix writes, Doctor, I'm on a fixed income, and I'm trying to spread my pills out. My doctor won't even write me the higher strength so I could cut them in half. What is the big deal? Yeah, well, good for you. Give them hell. Why not? Well, I mean, obviously, it depends on the pill. I mean, if you have an extended release pill, you aren't going to be able to cut those in half. Remember those contact commercials when you open up the contact pill? Remember back in the 80s for colds, you'd open up the pill and all those beads would fall out all over the place. Well, I once just wanted to have the beads, so I opened it up and I put the beads in my mouth and I tried to swallow the beads. It was the worst tasting thing I've ever tasted. It was horrible. And I think I threw up. I think many doctors have to work with patients on how to affordably take medication. Now, I don't have a problem with some medication writing the higher strength and having you cut it in half. I do that a lot with the cholesterol medication, and I tell you why. because some of my patients will do it every other day, every third day. And even though you can get away with that in some conditions, and I'll tell you about that in a second, my only problem is many of my patients who I write the statin medications for, the cholesterol medications for, I write those medications for two reasons. One is to lower your cholesterol, but two, to avoid the plaque from breaking. We talked about that, that sealing of the plaque. And I apologize if this is redundant for some, but we have many new listeners to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And everybody else, be nice. If we have new listeners, can you be nice? Just be nice. All right. They'll be veterans soon. Just, you know, yeah. We'll show them the ropes. Don't call them freshmen. Anyway, so this sealing of the plaque, what happens, and we talk about this very often on my show, where rather than getting a heart attack, or falling victim to a heart attack because your arteries clog 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, and then 100%, and then that's when the artery is completely occluded and blood can't get through. Many heart attacks, you could only be 80% clogged or 70% clogged, but you have a piece of the arteriosclerotic plaque on the inside lining of the blood vessel that breaks, either from high blood pressure, from sleep apnea, from stress, activity, we don't know. It breaks, smoking. It breaks off. When it breaks off, it tears some of the intimal lining of the blood vessel. It's like ripping off a scab. And your body wants to heal that wound. So your body sends in all of its clotting factors. So when it sends in all of its clotting factors, that's what causes the complete occlusion of the artery. That's how my father died, and he dropped dead. No warning. Now, the statin medications supposedly seal the plaque. They prevent the plaque from breaking, which is why we prescribe most cholesterol medications at night. Even though Crestor can be prescribed any time during the day, it has a longer half-life, most of these cholesterol medications, these statins, we prescribe at night. Also, most of our cholesterol is made in the liver and muscle at night. So it's a twofer. All right? It's a twofer one there. So we strategically place your dosing of your cholesterol medication at night, so hopefully you have some of that protective effect in the middle of the night. And when do most heart attacks happen? At night. Or 4 or 5 in the morning. My father, it was first thing in the morning. So we want that protection. Oh, no, my father wouldn't take any of those medications. No, he had a very strong accent. No, no, it hurt the liver. I don't want to take the medicine. It hurt the liver. Little girl, leave me alone. Little girl, you know nothing. You know, that's what he used to tell me. And, you know, it's my father. So I said, yes, sir. You're right. I don't know. You know, my father, you don't question my father. No way. I'm like, you're right. I know nothing. I'll just go back, you know, home and deal with my patients. So he didn't want to take it. And I'm not saying if he took it, his life would be spared. But I got to tell you, knock on wood, none of my patients who take those medications have heart attacks. It's probably one of my favorite medications. So, you know, when I have patients say, you know, look, doc, can you write me the higher strength? And I just take it every other day. No, I want that nightly protection. Now, that being said, I do have patients that take their medicine halfway. Okay, we call them the half-assers. And what they do is they come in and they take their blood work, and their cholesterol is still high. You know, their maybe total cholesterol is like 240, and we want it way under 200. And their LDL, which should be under 130 or 100, depending on the risk factors, is up at maybe 152. And I go, all right, we got to crank up your medication. I need you in better control. Like, no, doc, I only take my medicine a couple times a week. You know, and then I'm like, all right, well, you got to take it right. I won't up your dose, then let's take it correctly. However, I have people whose lipid panel is perfect, just immaculate, and they take their medication only a few times a week. Now, as long as they've had their stress test and I'm pretty confident that the coronary arteries aren't clogged, I let them take their medicine a few times a week. I tell them, I go, whatever you did to get your numbers like this, what was your dosing? Well, I took it maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on Sunday. Then I'm like, well, then fine, that's your dose. And I'll let, but I have very few patients that qualify for that, because most of them, they're, you know, because if I'm going to put a person on a cholesterol medication, it's because they really needed it. You know, I rarely put a person on a cholesterol medication who only needs to take it a couple times a week. If that's the case, I put them on diet and exercise. So the people I choose for the statin medication, and I'm going to commit them to taking the statin medications and the need to check their liver, is because they really, really needed it. However, some of your patients do phenomenally well on these statins. You know, I've been a huge fan of Crestor, one of the newer statins medications, because they really... And no, I do not get paid by AstraZeneca or Crestor. I don't get paid. But, I've told, you know, Merck and the other pharmaceutical companies why I prefer AstraZeneca's Crestor, because I could get away with less of a dose. Now, do I ever let patients cut their pills in half? Absolutely. I mean, if you are on the type of medication where you need to be exact to the microgram, no, I'm not going to let you do it. All right, because I don't think any pill cutter is that precise. But if overall you're taking, let's say, a 20 milligram tablet of a statin and you cut it in half and you're getting maybe 11 milligrams one day and 9 milligrams the next, as long as I know your arteries are doing pretty well, cardiologist looked at you and your numbers are doing good, yeah, I'll write the higher dose and have you cut them in half. Not a problem. You know, and even the pharmaceutical companies say if that's something you could do, do it, because these medicines are expensive. I had a woman today who bronchitis infection. Urgent care gave her a Z-Pak. We always give Z-Paks. I mean, people fling Z-Paks like they, you know, deal a deck of cards. But it didn't work. So I said, you know, look, we could go to erythromycin, but I'm not a huge fan of that because it makes people nauseated. I didn't think the penicillin was going to work, so I jumped her up to a medicine called Avalox. It's a very good antibiotic, fluoroquinolone. But she calls me up saying it's $78. I can't afford this. So, of course, we had to come up with a cheaper medicine, and we did, you know, and I hope it'll work. But, I mean, nobody has $80 to throw. I mean, maybe some wealthy people do, but nobody has $80 to drop on these medications. Now, will I ever allow you to cut an antibiotic in half? Probably not. Those antibiotics, I want the serum concentration at a level. So most heart medications I won't let you cut in half. I don't like to mess with the blood pressure medicines. The diabetic medications, again, if you're in fairly good control, I think you can. But you know, again, if you're doing it halfway, one thing I would also do is maybe to convince your doctor. Because remember, communication is key. You're not going to get to choose your doctor much longer with the way things are going with healthcare, which means if you have a doctor that doesn't put up with a lot of your nuances and you don't think you're going to get along with them, you may have to establish some sort of a relationship early on and go, look, this is my pill cutter. Let me show you what I do. Are you comfortable with this? And if he says, no, I'm not comfortable with it, I'm not going to, all right, fine. But if he's like, yeah, that's fine. It looks like you know what you're doing. That's great. You know, that's another thing, too. Many of my patients are like, Dahlia, I don't want the nurse coming. I could dress my own bandage. I could dress my own wound. I'm like, fine, show me. Show me what you could do. You know, have them show you. You know, same thing. I see people, test their blood sugar and, show me how you do it. Let me see that, that I'm comfortable with you doing it correctly and I'm good. You don't need to be babysat. You know, but then you have other people going, no, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to look at my foot. I don't want to treat my diabetic ulcer. I don't want to do anything. But you are going to need a doctor that is going to be willing to work with you as long as he thinks you're getting the proper dosing. You are. I mean, a lot of us doctors that were cocky, saying my way or the highway, unfortunately, there's many of us still out there, but that's not going to be the type of doctor you're going to want. I mean, unless, of course, it's your, you have a emergent setting. I mean, you know, pretty much there's not going to be much time for debate. But, you know, with your family doctor, when you could sit there and debate, and again, don't put them on the defensive, but go, you know, look, tell me, this is my situation. And be very honest about, you don't have to be completely open, but be honest. You know, tell the doctor, look, I don't know if you understand, but I only bring home $400 a month, and my medicines are taking $250 of that. Work with me, doc. It works. Work with me. All right. Listen to me. How about that? All right. Don't go away. I got a 10-100, and we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Of course, our phone line is 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize for not hitting your emails in a long time at drdahlia.com. Anytime you want to email me a question, you could do it. You can email me on my website at drdahlia, drdahlia.com. And, of course, specify if you do not want this read by air and you want a private response back. Of course, keep it clean if we do read it on air. Thomas from Medford, Oregon writes, my doctor has been over-medicating me for years. He had me on two cholesterol medications, two diabetic medications, and three blood pressure medications. Last week I said... blanket. Guys, come on. I'm reading these on air. Well, you know what he said. blank it and stop them all. Come on, really? Come on, people. Okay, Thomas, stop for a second. Come on. You know, if you're going to email me a question, I'm going to read it on air. Don't be putting dirty words. Okay, all right. And stopped all my medicines. I've never felt better. No body aches, no dizziness, no fatigue. And guess what? My blood pressure is normal. I urge all of your listeners to avoid multi-pharmacy. Okay. Okay, good point. I mean, very good, very good email, except for the cuss word. All right, but hold on for a second here. Okay, so you were on 2 cholesterol medicines, 2 diabetic medications, and 3 blood pressure medications. Boy, I wish you called in. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more. And you just stopped it all, and you've never felt better. I've heard that a lot. All right, but it's not safe, and I'll tell you why, but I have. I've heard that a lot, where you just stop everything, a week later, you look at your numbers, you're doing well, and you're like, okay, why was I on all these medications? And we're talking 7 medicines. That's a lot. Okay, 7 medications is a lot. Now, first of all, with blood pressure medications, you're right, it can make you tired. They can make you dizzy. But keep in mind, with blood pressure medications, sometimes they're in your system still for a good couple weeks. Like, for example, your calcium channel blockers, like your Norvasc, amlodipine, it's in your Lotrel, or your ARBs or your ACE inhibitors, you could stop your medicine abruptly or run out of your medicine, and you still have blood pressure control. But at the 2-week mark, you watch out. The 2-week mark, you could spike and spike pretty dangerously. So I never recommend stopping your medication abruptly. And yes, you may notice that your blood pressure is good a week later. All right. And I'll tell you what to do if I think you guys are, I'll tell you what to do if you feel you're on multi-pharmacy. We don't call it multi-pharmacy. We call it polypharmacy, but I get what you're saying, Thomas. Okay. Cholesterol medications, you won't notice after a week. So I don't know if he did your blood work, but you're not going to notice a difference. Your diabetic medications, you may notice the sugar go up. All right. But let's go back as to why this happened to you. Now, many times people are on polypharmacy because a doctor inherits you as a patient, right? He sees you on X amount of medications, but he sees your blood pressure needs to be tweaked a little bit. Your diabetic regimen needs to be tweaked a little bit, so he adds a couple new agents. That's probably one of the most common ways, all right? Another common way people, you know, end up on 7 plus medications is they start a medication and, all right, that doesn't work. They max out their medication. They take a second one. Then they take a third one. The third one works. The third one works well. But then what the doctor, the patient have to do is go back to the first one. Was the first one useless? Or is it working in synergy with the second and third medicine, and that's why they're doing so well? Many of us doctors, once we get you where we want to, you know, we want you to be, a lot of times we don't go back to day one and start cutting those medications. I like to do that, but sometimes my patients don't. Now, why would a patient not want to do that if you want to cut them back on a medication? Well, anytime you make a medication change, you need to see them back to see if it's working, or you need to do a blood test to see if it's working. So you'll have some patients go, look, I want a regimen such that I don't have to check, you know, maybe once every 3 to 6 months. So if you start cutting medicine back and titrating and playing around with it, which I like to do, it's an art. I love playing around with medicine and titrating and have you on the least amount of medicine to make it work. But that takes a lot of time. And again, you're doing lots of blood tests, and it, you know, and some patients are like, no, just get me to where I need to be, doc, and I'll just take that regimen. That's not my favorite, but I understand because many of my patients don't have insurance or they can't afford, you know, getting the blood work, etc. Now, let me see. He has you on 2 cholesterol medicines, 2 diabetic medications, 3 blood pressure medications. All right, there was another. Oh, okay. When you have diabetes, already assume you're going to be on 3-4 medicines just day one being diagnosed. One of the reasons is when you're diabetic, we need to give you something to protect the kidneys. If we've talked about the ACE inhibitors, right? Benazepril, lisinopril, enalapril. So those ill medications, those ACE inhibitors or the ARBs, which is a class that doesn't seem to cause the dry cough like the earlier class does, it's considered malpractice if a doctor doesn't put you on that medication. That's what I was told, to protect your kidneys. So even if you don't have high blood pressure, we put you on that medication. Remember, those medications prevent blood pressure spikes. And we don't want you spiking with your blood pressure. We want your blood pressure as low as it can be. It usually doesn't drop you too low if your blood pressure is normal. But when you are given the diagnosis of being an honest-to-God diabetic, we put you on one of those medications. So now you're on two medications. So you're on a diabetic medication, probably, and you're on a blood pressure medicine. Now, 2 years ago, they were starting to urge that doctors put you on a cholesterol medication. They said, if you're diabetic, you're already behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. So go on the cholesterol medication. Now, I think actually that was about 3.5 years ago, right before Obamacare. After Obamacare, we didn't hear anything about it. But it made sense. Many of my diabetics have a horrible lipid panel. I only have one diabetic patient whose cholesterol is normal. One. And this is the only one I've had in 12 years of my personal practice, private practice. Now, my father, he had diabetes. He dropped out of a heart attack, and his cholesterol wasn't even that bad. His cholesterol was 220. His total cholesterol, 220. Not bad at all. Bad cholesterol, 130s, 140s. Not a bad lipid panel. Many of you listening to me right now have a worse lipid panel. Yet he had the heart attack. Why? Because he was diabetic. So that argument that was made years ago, saying put all your diabetics on a cholesterol medication for protection, has actually saved many people's lives. And like I told you, any of my patients who have taken that statin have not, thank God, died of a heart attack. We've only had one death of a heart attack from a patient who wasn't taking their cholesterol medication. I mean, sad, very sad. And I understand some people don't tolerate it. I mean, here you are, Thomas, saying you stopped all the medicine, no more body aches. Now, that's important, okay, because if you're having body aches, it could be your cholesterol medication, and that has to be addressed. But many times you're told just take the medication, it protects your heart, just deal with it. Well, no, I think there's other medications out there, and you shouldn't have to suffer. And also those body aches could be something dangerous, and if these statin medications are bothering your muscle and irritating your muscle. Remember, the number one organ in which you're making cholesterol is your muscular system. You make, if I could call that them organs, okay? You make cholesterol in your muscles. Number two is liver. That's why many of you feel achy with these cholesterol medications, because they work in your muscles. So stopping all your medications and feeling better, I don't blame you. I would have probably, tried to wean off or cut back. Probably what your doctor is going to do is immediately throw you back on a blood pressure medication so you don't spike in the next 7 days. But, polypharmacy is probably one of the worst things that happen, because doctors don't have the time and the ability and the insurance working with them to do the fine titration that we want to and we need to. You know, I mean, many people don't have the patience to try eight different medications. They want the doctor. I can't say, I see patients all the time say, my doctor tried to get my blood pressure down 3 times, didn't work. And I'm like, 3 times is nothing. Sometimes it takes 15. So now I have the pressure to show him, so he sticks with it, I could get your blood pressure down. But the problem is if I add something to his current regimen, I need to figure out how to get him off his other medicines. And if people are like, no, I don't want to come back, just get my blood pressure good and I'll see you in a couple months, then they're going to be stuck on multiple pills. So I hear you. Great question, guys. All right, let's try to get to some medical headlines when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Android users, don't forget we got a free Dr. Dolly app. You can download it on my website. Go to my website. You'll see me there. I'm waving. I'm like, hi, that's me. Hit that button, it'll help you download our free Dr. Dolly app, help you listen to the Dr. Dolly Show when you guys are on your long drives. I know we got a lot of truckers out there. Thank you all. Love you guys. And a lot of you with long commutes. should make your ride nice, pretty nice. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio. Big thanks to Talk Superstation and all my affiliates out there. We got Scott working the dials tonight. All right, so swine flu vaccine has been linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, the 2009 H1N1 swine flu vaccine, all right, remember we were all worried about what had happened back in the 70s with people getting Guillain-Barré. Well, researchers have found a small but significant risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, Guillain-Barré syndrome, I'll kind of go through some of the symptoms later because I know we're going to be coming up on flu season or a vaccination season soon. So we'll just kind of fill you in. But basically, it's a syndrome where your body's immune system decides to attack your nerves. And many times it is an emergency. We need to stop the body from attacking the nerves. You can become paralyzed, even undergo, you know, respiratory difficulty breathing, pretty debilitating. But I'll go through those really quickly in a second, but I want to go to the story first. So apparently, scientists from Quebec, Canada have reported in the Journal of American Medical Association that the small but significant risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome, the risks are still outweighed by the benefits of immunization. So they're still recommending that you get immunized. Now, for background information, the authors wrote, the disease is thought to be autoimmune. Autoimmune is when your body on autopilot decides to fight your immune system. That's how I look at it. Autoimmune is where your body fights itself. Auto. That's what I get with auto, like autobiography. And triggered by a stimulus of external origin. So basically in the 70s, 76, 77, a vaccine stimulated your body at the time, if you were affected with this, to attack your immune, your nervous system. All right. In 1976 and 1977, they say an unusually high rate of GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, was identified in the U.S. following the administration of the inactivated swine influenza H1N1 vaccines. In 2003, the Institute of Medicine concluded that the evidence favored acceptance of a causal relationship between the 1976 swine influenza vaccines and GBS. Causal as opposed to direct. Direct is where the vaccine immediately causes nerve damage, as opposed to causal, something gets injected into you, your body undergoes an autoimmune reaction, and then fights yourself. So that's where they come up with the causal. All right, now, what did they do? Well, what they found out is they looked at a population-based cohort study. This is where the article makes it sound boring, so just bear with me. And they did a follow-up period of 6 months from October 2009 to the end of March 2010. They gathered data from neurology clinics, acute care hospitals in Quebec, of suspected and confirmed Guillain-Barré syndrome cases, which were reported by doctors and neurologists. Because most doctors will refer to a neurologist, a specialist, when they see a case like that. Now, there were 83 confirmed cases over the six-month period, but 25 of them had been immunized against H1N1 up to 8 weeks before the symptom onset, and 19 of those 25 were vaccinated within 4 weeks. So the researchers concluded that there was a small but significant risk. They believe there's 2 GBS cases for every million doses. So again, that's very small. They also emphasize that the risk of developing this was in people 50 years or above. They say in Quebec, the individual risk of hospitalization following a documented H1N1 infection was 1 per 2,500, and the risk of death was 1 in 73,000. So obviously, risk of death from swine flu is more than risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome. However, we don't want any of it. All right? We don't want any of it. Now, in our current vaccines, the H1N1 is a part of our trivalent vaccine. So we have 2 influenza vaccines and the H1N1 swine. So, you know, currently the vaccines are trivalent. We haven't seen, I don't think, any recent cases in America. But what type of symptoms should you look for if you do get one of these shots? Now, remember, the symptoms could happen a month later. They say Mayo Clinic has a great source on this. If you want something that's very easy to read and bulleted and doesn't bore you and put you to sleep like some of these other sources do. Basically, you've got these pins and needles sensation, prickling. You could have severe pain in your low back. You could have some difficulty chewing and swallowing, kind of stroke-like symptoms. Difficulty walking. Weakness or tingling sensation in your legs that spread to your upper body. You could have some trouble with bladder control. Remember I said this could affect the nerves affecting your respiratory system. You could have difficulty breathing, blood pressure issues, heart rate issues. And they say in some of these cases, even though you may not get symptoms for 4 weeks, other people could have very rapid progression with complete paralysis of their breathing muscles, arms, legs, etc. So, when should you seek help? Of course, if you have difficulty swallowing, you're choking on your saliva, you get this tingling that's starting to spread rapidly, it's starting in your feet and toes or your hands and it's going up, any difficulty breathing, don't mess around. However, you're going to have to remind the emergency room doctor, all right, that you did have a vaccine, okay? What unfortunately happens with the emergency room setting, and understandably so, Guillain-Barré is really rare. You know, you walk into the emergency room and you say you have trouble breathing, they're going to immediately do a chest x-ray, and they're going to hook you up to an EKG and look at your heart, all right? If you're having tingling or stroke-like symptoms, they're going to immediately do a scan of the brain, which they should. They should, to rule out stroke, okay? However, remind them that after they look at all that, all right, you know, this could be, you know, a result of a vaccine that you might have had. And, you know, it's hard because, you know, I know doctors don't usually, you know, like patient input. It's a shame. But just remind them and go, look, you know, I know it's rare, but with this tingling and these symptoms, and if you aren't finding stroke or heart attack or any other issues, you know, look at, you know, test this. And how do they test? Well, they could do like EMGs, electromyography to kind of look at the electrical activity in your muscles. They could do nerve conduction tests. They may be doing a spinal tap, right? To look for changes in your cerebral spinal fluid, the fluid that coats your, coats the brain and your nervous system. And then what they would probably try to do is either plasma exchange, try to clear it out of your blood to try to get the, autoantibodies that are fighting you out, or they do IVIG. Intravenous immunoglobulin contains good antibodies from blood donors that will hopefully block the killer antibodies that are fighting you and causing the Guillain-Barré. All right, and like I said, this is really rare. Let me again stress that this risk of Guillain-Barré with the swine flu vaccine is extremely small. But headlines today have, you know, noted that, you know, there is still some sort of a risk and significant enough for them to discuss. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many people have been complaining, in addition to what's been happening with healthcare, that hearing aids and loss of hearing issues are not covered under healthcare. We've talked about that a lot. You know, Viagra may be covered, sex change operations, but one of the biggest disabilities in our country is hearing loss. Now, I think this number is an underestimation, but Reuters is saying that 37 million people suffer from hearing loss. I'd say it's more, especially our kids. Check your teenagers and your 20-year-olds. I think a lot of us, because of our headphones and me listening to Def Leppard and Poison and Scorpion, I blew out my eardrums. I know I did. So they say right now only 19 states require that health benefit plans pay for hearing aids. You know, if you talk to your congressmen and senators, maybe tell them to not forget about some of the things that affect us older people and seniors. Duh. Claim you're helping seniors. What about our hearing? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition, and if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.